This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says he ordered the drone attack that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani because he had a solemn duty to protect America and its citizens. Speaking at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, Mr. Trump said that Soleimani was the architect of several attacks against Americans and was planning more.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
The president also said that the United States is not seeking regime change, but warned Iran that it must end its actions to destabilize the Middle East, including through its proxies. The president's remarks came after the Pentagon announced it was preparing to send more than 3,000 additional troops to the region after Iran vowed to avenge Soleimani's death. From Capitol Hill to foreign capitals, there have been worries about what comes next after the strike that killed Iran's top general. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
It's a seismic event.
Former Pentagon official Derek Chollet has the same fear as former Vice President Joe Biden.
Have they thought it through?
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer notes Iran has pledged a harsh response.
This action may well have brought our nation closer to another endless war.
But GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Qasem Soleimani deserved to die.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the deaths of more American service members.
And whom Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox and Friends was planning imminent attacks on Americans. And President Trump made the right call to go after him.
A serious decision, which was necessary.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Iraq's military denied Saturday an airstrike had taken place on a medical convoy in Taji, north of Baghdad. Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces umbrella group of paramilitary groups had said earlier